Chapter 22. If you've ever jumped into a black hole, or what seemed like an ever-expanding black hole but was actually some sort of portal to another galaxy or dimension, you'd know the terror that grips your heart, the pulling sensation from all directions as you're catapulted through space. We were shot out into a desolate world, one with red sand and large domes of glass, one of which we were apparently inside of. Ships flew by overhead, and I had the feeling there was much more to it than the endless plains of red nothingness.
"It goes down,"
Charm said, standing nearby. "What? Going down?" I shook my head, trying to clear it. "Not right now. I need to rest."
"No, goof,"
she said, turning toward me now, but pointing past her feet to something I couldn't see.
"This world, it's built into the ground, underneath."
I stood, stumbling over to her side, and then stopped, arms flailing. Sure enough, there was a large drop-off just past her, one I could have easily fallen down. She reached over and steadied me, taking my arm in hers. A moment later, Twitch and Gale were there too, all staring down into it. From what we could see, this was an opening for ships to fly down into. As far below, we could see other ships unloading materials. Soldiers milled about, civilians moving to what looked like a village carved into the earth beneath.
"You know what this means?"
Twitch said excitedly.
"All those people! The ones I thought I'd killed! They might not be dead. They're like this, probably, in another galaxy or something like that."
"I'm glad," I said, taking her hand and giving it a reassuring squeeze. The look in her eyes was heartwarming, like all of her troubles had been a wall of wax, now melted away.
"But others died. Many today, to get us here,"
Gale said, and I knew she was thinking of the friends she'd made on the prison ship, of the Resistance. "We'll see that Ranger falls," I told her. "For them." She gave me a look of appreciation, then turned, taking it all in.
"This is all so mind-blowing."
"But what's it have to do with my brother?" I asked.
"What?"
Twitch looked at me like I was crazy.
"Oh, Jin. Is he..."
I listened, hoping for a response from Jin. None came. "No. But he said something at the last minute. Said that my brother was here and needed my help."
"Well then, looks like we have our next mission before making our way back to the Citadel to find out if you're an official elder yet or not."
"Right. That."
"Guys,"
Gale said, tugging on my shirt. We all turned to see her staring up with her eyes wide, mouth hanging open. The dome was opening.
"Shit,"
Charm said, glancing around, then focusing in on Twitch.
"When it's open and we're exposed, can your powers make it so we can breathe?"
Twitch's eyes narrowed in concern as she pulled up her screens, flipping through them until she found the one she was looking for, scrolled down it, tapped it twice, and then cocked her head.
"Huh."
"Oh, what?" I asked. She pointed up and said,
"Wait for it."
"Twitch,"
Charm protested, watching as a second layer of the dome opened.
"Wait."
Sure enough, the ship was through, moving toward the opening, and there were no problems.
"What's happening?"
Gale asked.
"The atmosphere is fine,"
Twitch said.
"In here and out there."
"Then the domes are for something else."
"That's the confusing part,"
Twitch replied, but then her eyes went wide, staring past me.
"Less confusing now."
I spun to see a massive sandworm plowing along the surface, red dust clouds forming behind it. It came alongside the dome and even tried to turn toward it, but waves of electricity rose up from the glass, pushing it away. And so the sandworm retreated.
"You don't want to get caught out there with your pants down,"
a voice said, and we all turned to see the ship hovering nearby, a rear door open and a man in a marine suit staring at us.
"Or pants up, I gather. You all need a lift down?"
I glanced at my friends, not seeing any reason to say no, and accepted the offer. Soon, we were descending into the depths below, and once we landed, the guy even pointed us to a tall building in the distance.
"Tell them Jackson sent you,"
he said, then handed us a metal circular chip.
"Hand the man at the counter this. You'll be fine."
We expressed our thanks, then headed over. Everyone in this underground city seemed to be going about their normal lives, the outer edges of it lined with more of that dome-like glass. All manner of buildings were carved along the walls, but we were exhausted and just wanted to lie down and get some rest. The man at the tall building gave us no problems, showed us to what I termed a hotel room, and left us to it.
"This is so weird,"
Gale said, glancing around.
Are they supers?
I looked out the window and scanned a woman walking below, and saw that she indeed had powers. Hers was telepathy, and she glanced my way with a frown. Yes, I said. And don't think about anything important for a few seconds at least. They stared at me, waited, and then I shrugged.
Don't draw any attention to ourselves,
Twitch said.
Try not to think when telepaths are nearby, and what am I forgetting?
Don't forget to rest and eat,
Charm said, yawning.
And maybe celebrate,
Gale said, looking at me tentatively. That caught Charm's attention, and her tail wagged as she moved over to me, pulling me by the hand to join them. Twitch didn't seem as certain, but when Charm lifted my hand and put it up against Twitch's crotch, the woman couldn't help but smile. I'm exhausted, I said, moaning as first Charm's lips met my neck, then Gale stepped in from the other side, nibbling on my earlobe.
We're all exhausted,
Twitch said, but was smiling.
Doesn't mean we can allow ourselves to forget to celebrate. Considering that we're all alive and have just foiled a big part of Ranger's plans, I think we owe it to ourselves.
She knelt and started pulling at my pants.
Ooh,
Charm said, running a hand through the woman's hair, still kissing my neck. Her other hand found my ass and spanked it playfully.
And this time, at least we all know why we're doing this,
Gale said with a pinch of my nipple. Ow, that hurt, I protested. She grinned.
Good. You deserve it. Ever lie to me again and you'll get much worse than that.
She glanced down at my cock as it flopped out, then knelt next to Twitch and motioned for Charm to do the same. All three of them were there, rubbing my thighs and ass, taking turns on my cock, at times two licking on it, sometimes one at a time while the others went for my balls. Then they started to undress each other, and Twitch had her hand on Gale's pussy, and I stepped back, watching as they both fingered each other.
Breaker,
Charm said, standing now as she continued to stroke my cock, watching them. Yeah? I gulped, trying to suppress the urge to come.
I'm ready.
Ready? She pulled me by the chin so I was looking at her.
Ready.
It took me another couple of seconds to process what she was saying and realize what it meant. When she tugged on my hand and reclined onto the bed, pulling me with her, I was sure.
Be gentle,
she whispered into my ear as she pulled me close.
At first.
I leaned in, kissing her, tongue moving across hers, then went to her neck, her collarbone. I wrapped my arms around behind her shoulders and then looked into her eyes as I lowered my cock. It rubbed against her mound, then down to the wetness between her legs. As it started to enter, her eyes went wide and she gave a huge smile, and when I was all the way in, she was wrapping her legs around me, pulling me in deeper, if that were possible. Slowly, I moved out, in, not all the way, but enough to get the motion started. And then she was rocking her hips, and we were making love. The other two were watching, caressing each other, and when Charm came and pleaded for it to stop, they took their turns. I guess all of the recent sexual encounters had numbed me because I was rock hard and just kept going and going. I almost made a joke about changing my superhero name from Breaker to the Energizer Bunny, but was pretty sure they wouldn't get the reference. And when they had all come, I was still standing there, rock hard, covered in sweat.
Finish for us,
Gale demanded, sitting back and staring up at me.
I want to see you do it.
Ooh, please?
Charm said. Twitch reclined until her head was on Gale's lap, and she simply licked her lips, then winked. Honestly, at this rate, it was probably the only way to have an orgasm, so I took a stance in front of them, wrapped one hand at the base, just above the balls, the other taking the upper half, and started to stroke. They loved it, moaning and massaging their breasts, and I was like their god that they knelt before as I stroked my manhood. Yeah, that's right, I called it that, in my head. Then my abs tightened, my cock grew and throbbed, and the ladies were moving for me, stroking my legs, fondling my balls as I touched myself. And with one gentle moan, I let loose. To say it was a mess was an understatement, and we were all surprised I even had that much left in me. But there was a shower, and soon we were all cleaned up, eating local fruits and nuts, drinking water and juice that reminded me of a mix of coconut and pineapple. Next, I remember not being sure how I got there, but I was on the bed, all three of them with me, and my eyes were closing. Charm's head was on my chest, Gale with an arm wrapped around Twitch, who had herself propped up, staring into my eyes. "We find my brother," I said drowsily, "starting tomorrow, or whenever the hell we wake up."
"Agreed,"
Twitch said, and she wrapped an arm around me, leaned over, and pressed her lips to mine. It was the perfect way to send me off to sleep. The end.